Yeah, NBA Australia, how you going? We're back, baby. It's Monday. What's going on? It's NBA Australia. It's Monday, March 19. I'm your host, James Clements. I'm a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull, whoever else wants to give me money. And I'm here in Larry Armour Studios, New York City, New York, making sure you know who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, and who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today. All while repping Australia. You know it. All right, man, we're repping all 21 NBA games from the weekend, plus all the usual dumbassery. Yeah, nah, better than Lonzo Ball, the unpopular opinion of the day. And as we do every day here on NBA Australia, we check in on all the Australian NBA players to see how they're going. And we've got Dante Exum back, baby! Dante, I love it. We've also got a new segment, Outback Takehouse. Doing some shrimp on your take? Come to Outback Takehouse. And today, in honor of March Madness, we debut our listener-proposed NBA Australia Championship Bracket. It's awesome. It's going to be on here. It's going to be on the Facey, on the old Twitter. We're going to sort it out. It's going to be fun. And it's Monday, so we have our dickhead of the weekend. We preview all the games for tonight, and we'll finish up with a brand new deli review as Maryborough's favorite son talks about an Oscar winner. Ah, it's awesome. All right, let's get to it. NBA Australia, let's go!
Oi, oi, oi. It's old mate Deli over here. That's right, Matty Deli Vadova. And you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. Marge is going to back you down. You know who else is all going to back you down? The whip crack. That's what we do. The daily whip around every day. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to talk about just some of the biggest fucking news in NBA Australia history. How's this? There's going to be games between the USA and Australia in Australia. That's right, man. Did you see this over the weekend? Ahead of the 2019 World Cup in China, Australia is going to get two exhibition games at Etihad Stadium on August 22 and 24 next year. This will be the first time the US team will have played in Oz since the 2000 Olympics. Sydney 2000, mate. What a time that was. And look, they only beat us by 10 in 2016 at the Rio Olympics as well. So I reckon this is going to be an absolute bloody corker. It's massive though. So the weirdest part is it's at Etihad Stadium. Now, I was at the 2010 Dallas All-Star Game, which was at Cowboys Stadium. And they fit 109,000 jokers in there. Now, you wonder how they go at Etihad, because there's more, like, it doesn't go up as high. It doesn't seat as many. But at the same time, the playing surface is a lot bigger. So I wonder what their actual capacity is going to be. It's also August 22 and 24. Isn't that in the middle, like at the end of the footy season? That's bananas. Anyway, so what do you reckon? How good is this? Aussie versus the US. I love this idea. So the teams, they're all like, oh, what do you reckon? Who's going to play? And I'm like, oh, well, you got to have Big Simo. You got to have Patty Mills, Patty Thrills. What about Jingler Joe Ingles? You reckon Bogut's still going to be wandering around playing then? I don't know. Either way, you got Bainesy. You got Thon. You got Mangok. You got Dante Exum. He's back. You got bloody Jonah Bolden over there. Pretty good. I reckon it's a good lineup. So what do you reckon your starters are? Ben Simmons, Patty Mills, Joe Ingles? You reckon Baines starts or Bogut? Depends on how the big fella's feeling, I guess. You got Bogut, Jonah Bolden if you power forward if you want. You could have Thon, you could have Mangok. This is great. You've also got Brokoff and Goulding and Mitch Creek. Any NBL legend you want to throw in there, how good's that? It's going to be good. So the big problem is everyone's like, oh, but yeah, the USA, it's going to be like Steph and James Harden and Clay and shit. It's like, no, come on, mate. Come on. It's the FIBA World Cup, the World Championships. They've rebranded as the World Cup. They don't tend to send the top flight dudes there, but everyone's like, oh, but it's in China, bro, so they might send like all the dudes over there because of the shoes. I'm like, all right, sure. Steph might also be coming off like basically, what, five straight finals appearances? Same with LeBron. He'd be up to like fucking 14 at that point. James Harden as well. Come on, I don't know. I'm not entirely sure if they're going to send the top flight dudes, but what do you reckon? So Steph, Harden, Clay, Durant, Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, Boogie, Donovan Mitchell, Dame Lillard. I don't know. I reckon it's more likely that the USA team will be something like Lonzo Ball, Clay Thompson, because he's got China. He's got his specific China shoes. So Clay is definitely going to be involved. So Lonzo, Clay, Brandon Ingram, I reckon. Jason Tatum, and then who's playing center? Miles Turner, Andre Drummond, who do you reckon? Throw Donovan Mitchell there off the bench, CJ McCollum, Kuz. And you've still got a fun-ass team, but this is going to be great. How good is that? Great news for Australian basketball. Love it. Stoke. Had to lead the show off with it today. So anyway, let's get to the game wraps from the weekend. How do we start it every Monday? We talk about just the bloody winners.
Oh my God. I won! I won! Ah! Recapping our day's top story, the winner of today's state lottery is me, Ken Brockman.
Can we get a shot of me? I love it so much. The winners from the weekend, the Mavs. Even though they were losers, that means they're winners. They lost both of their games while being super competitive, which is really fun. So they lost in overtime to the Raps and stuck with the Nets all the way, and then lost at the end. That is perfect tanking, Mavs. Good shit. The Cavs, they just needed to get a win, and they got one. So I'll take that as a win. Thing is, news just broke that Ty Lue is going to be stepping away from the team for a little bit thanks to a health problem. He actually sat out the second half of that Chicago game and let Larry Drew coach. We'll talk about that in a second. Other winners, OKC, back-to-back quality wins over the weekend, over the Clippers on Friday and then the Raps on Sunday. Gets them happily sitting in a much more secure sort of spot now, because their schedule is going to get super tough, and to already sort of kick that off with wins over the Raps and the Clips, very, very handy. Puts a hint of breathing room between them in fourth and the morass behind them. That means they're three wins up on the rest of the teams behind them. So OKC solidifying for the moment that four spot on you. Speaking of solidifying, how are the Jazz? They're up to fifth jingler over the last 7 weeks. The Jazz have the NBA's second best record. They're 21-2, and they have the NBA's best defense. Utah is allowing just 94.8 possessions per 100. Every other team is allowing at least 102. They're 8 points better than every other fucking team in defensive efficiency. That's amazing. And the Jazz have also won 9 straight. So we'll talk about that when we talk about some of the games. But the Jazz, definite winners. And then finishing off our winners, the Blazers. Last night, 13 straight. They beat the Pistons and the Clippers on a back-to-back Saturday, Sunday. Now that is a big, big winner spot. And they're basically stuck in third. This is great. They're a win up on the Thunder, but 3 losses ahead. So that means they're 2 games up. And not looking too bad. The old Blazers. Man, I'm loving watching Dame. Let's get to the losers then.
We're not losers.
No, you two are winners. Big winners. When I grow up, I want to marry a big winner like you guys.
Shut up.
Losers. Losers. I love it. The Warriors, they're losers because they lost to fucking Sacramento. And Kevin Durant is out for a little while now as well. Oh, Jesus. It's a bit rough. I don't know, man. It's a bit tough. It's a bit tough. It's a rough time for the old Warriors. I mean, they've basically got like no one healthy at this point. No Steph, no Clay. Kevin Durant's out for 2 weeks with a fractured rib. It's basically Draymond and a G League team. And Swaggy P. So, tough one. Injuries mounting for both them and the Celtics. And the Celtics are our second one. Even though they got a win over the Magic, they also lost to the Pelicans. And they just basically have like Al Horford, Baines, and Jason Tatum. And the main Red Claws are the rest of the team. Apart from maybe Terry Rozier. But Jesus, the rough one. And Marcus Morris too. But still, come on, you got 5 NBA players in an entire roster. The rest of them are hurt. Other losers, Denver. Come on, man. We'll talk about them fucking later. The Clippers. Ah, Jesus. What are you doing, Clips? Shit in the bed. That's what it sounds like. Not great. Detroit also loses from the weekend. Miami have tripped up a little, but the Pistons have just given up, mate. They were. Basically, look, the Pistons have lost 3 straight. If they had have not lost 3 straight, they'd still be within sniffing of the playoffs. But they're not. Absolutely fucking rubbish. Horrifyingly bad over the weekend. Detroit, not great. And the Knicks, what are you doing? This is not how you tank, you idiots. You ended your perfect 9-game losing streak by winning. That was dumb. Joses. All right, let's get to the complete quick whip around game wraps from the weekend. So Friday, we had 6 games. The Nets lost to they beat the Sixers. Oh, Sixers on a back-to-back. That's bloody, that's a, no, they lost that. What am I talking about? It was back-to-back, yeah. had it back to front. The Sixers won 120, beat the Nets 116. Look, just snuck it out thanks to a Robert Covington go-ahead three in this one. Rondé had 21, 10, and 5. Sweet baby carrots had 16. D'Angelo, Russell, had a flogging 8 points, 3 of 14 shooting. But this was all about Joel Embiid on his 24th birthday. He had 24 points. That's awesome. Had a career-high 19 rebounds as well. Embiid crushed it, bro. Not bloody bad. And so did Big Simo. We'll talk about him and this game in just a little bit later. Might have to do something with Lonzo Ball. Celtics beat the Magic, as mentioned. I mean, whatever. We had, what, 11 for Super Mario? Sure. Al Horford came back. He had 15-9. Terry Rozier had 17-7-5. And 17-5 for Moose Monroe. Absolute laugher. The Celtics led by 24 at a point. This was crazy. Dallas lose to the Raps in overtime. Raps had won 10 straight, got it to 11. Franchise record. And Kyle Lowry set this one out for a bit of a rest. Thing is, the Raps had to come from behind to tie this and then came back from behind by 4 again in overtime to get the win. DeMar DeRozan at 29. And thanks to Fred VanVleet of the Fightin' Van Vleets, they basically got on a 7-0 run to finish the overtime and win. 21-12 for My Name is Jonas Valanciunas. And for the Mavs, 19-4-4 for Dennis Smith Jr. On ya, Denny! Just quietly having a pretty okay second half of his rookie year. Clips, they lose to the Thunder, as mentioned. Tasty playoff ramifications for this. Currently, the Thunder move into fourth. The Clips fall all the way back to 9. 24 for Tobias, 23 for Austin. Fuck that guy, Rivers. And for the Thunder, 18-14 for Stephen Adams, bro. 19-7-7 for Paul George and Rusty. Another triple-double. Oh, geez. That's not bloody bad, bro. 16-10-11. Tell you what, we'll talk about Rusty at length a little bit later. Oh, it's just what we do. Just what we do here, apparently. Anyway, moving on. Who else played? It was feels like a long time ago now, doesn't it? Because the Kings beat the Warriors. Oh, geez. No Kevin Durant. Man, it was Swaggy P time, and he didn't do very well. Warriors had 36 in the first quarter and still lost. Omri Caspi went down as well, so they're led by Quinn Cook, the Warriors. He has 25. Crazy thing was, Draymond tied it up, and then Willie Cauley-Stein blocked Nick Young's three and then dunked the sealer. Unbelievable. 15 for Skel Labissiere, 22 for Buddy Steph Curry healed. Good job. How's that? The Kings beating the Warriors. I reckon that would have been the longest priced win of the year when it comes to the old betting over there. In the final game, the Heat beat the Lakers 92-91. The old-timey Shaq Bowl. This is a crazy one. Isaiah Thomas, the king in the fourth, was 1 of 8 and took the go-ahead shot at the buzzer and finished 1 of 9 because he missed. Absolutely shocking game. 5 points in 27 minutes, 1 of 9, 0 of 2 from 3. And we'll talk about Lonzo in Better Than Lonzo Ball. Saturday, what do you reckon happened on Saturday? Oh, it was 11 games. We'll whip through them. Right there, Hawks, they lose to the Bucks. 122-117. Greek killed him. Bucks needed to take care of business, and they did. Greek had 33 points, 12 rebounds, 7 assists. Taurean, the Red Bull Prince, had 38-8. Pacers, they lose to the Wizards in a very interesting game, 109-102. Pacers didn't score for 5 minutes in a run over the 3rd and 4th quarter, and Victor Oladipo continues this sort of slow glide of a second half of the year. 18 points on 16 shots. Only 4 assists, 4 rebounds. The Pacers leader was Lance, make him dance. 25 points. And the Wiz, they had Brad Beal out there crushing it, 19-6. Good job, Brad. The Rockets, man, punched the Pelicans in the nose, 107-101. Anthony Davis is still awesome, 26 points, 13 rebounds, 19 points, 8 assists for Jrue Holiday. The Rockets, though, CP3, 21-8-5 on 19 shots. Clint Capela had 11-11 with 3 blocks, but fast Jimmy Harden leads the way. 32 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists. Crushing it. This is a fascinating game. Because, look, don't forget, the Rockets are the one seed. The Pelicans are sitting there in fifth. Wait, where the fuck are they now? Oh, that's right, they slipped to sixth. But they are in 40-30, which is tied for fifth. So anytime that you could basically end up in the 4-5 thing, you might have a shot at taking on the Rockets. Fascinating stuff. Playoff ramifications, bro. Speaking of not playoff ramifications, how about the Knicks? 124-101 over the Hornets. The Knicks, they killed them. Going up 32 in the fourth. Unbelievable. Knicks had Tim Hardaway Jr. with 25. 15 points, a career high for Frankie Smokes off the bench. The Hornets, man, there's a team who have given the fuck up. Probably because of fuck Dwight Howard. He had 14 and 13. Thing is, the Hornets were led by Dwayne Bacon. 15 points. Knicks, that was dumb. You shouldn't have won that, even though, I mean, sure, you want to, but goddamn. The Mavs, they lose to the Nets, 114 to 106. Dennis Smith Jr. again, mate. As mentioned, 21 points, 5 assists for the Nets. 23, 5, and 4 for Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. 22 for D'Angelo Russell and Jahlil Okafor. Even got a little bit of run. But no Nerlens Noel for the Mavs. Huh, weird. X6 a big man stuff. Very strange. And then the big ticket one, 114 to 109. The Cavs beat the Bulls in Chicago. How stoked were the Cavs to get the Bulls right then? They'd lost 3 of 4 and they nearly blew this. The Bulls came all the way back from 17 points to tie the game with them, basically 1.5 minutes left. And then Jordan Clarkson, he had 19 off the bench, but saves this game basically. Converted a go-ahead four-point play basically with that 1.5 minutes left. Basically put the Cavs back on top and they controlled the rest of the way. Dan Zariel, he had 34 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 14 points and 10 assists for campaign. Not bloody bad. LeBron, he had his 15th triple-double of the year and 70th of his career. 33 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists. 21 for Jeff Green. But how are the Cavs in this one? Ty Lue sits out the second half. They have no Kevin Love with his hand fracture. No Rodney Hood with his lower back injury. No Larry Nance Jr. with a right hammy. No Chetty Osman with a left hip flexor. No Tristan Thompson with the right ankles. Like, what, he heard that about a week ago. And no Kyle Korver with a family medical emergency. That's unbelievable. They've got like no team. So between the Cavs and Celtics, you might have like, and I reckon the Warriors, you'd have maybe one full NBA roster at the moment. Brutal. Speaking of brutal, the fucking Nuggets. What are you doing, you morons? More like the shit Nuggets. 101. The Grizz win for the first time in 20 games. First time since January. Unbelievable. The Grizz win 101-94. 19-game losing streak snapped. What are you doing, Nuggets? This is the Get Right Grizz. They lost 19 straight, but apparently nobody beats the Grizz 20 times straight. Grit and grind. Memphis strong. Joker. He had 17 points, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, but the rest of the team was shit. Nuggets shot 36% from the field. Oh, Jesus, that'll do it. 13 of 45 between Jokic, Murray, and Will the Thrill Barton. Brutal. Memphis are basically Marc Gasol, Tyreek Evans, and a G League team at the moment. But Dylan Brooks, man, coming on strong. 24 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist, leading the way. First win since January 29. Tyreek also 20 and 7. Not bloody bad. Good job, Grizz. But you just knocked yourself out of the top spot for the tanking race. Wolves, they lose to the Spurs. 23-9 for Big Cat. 18 in the second quarter for LaMarcus Aldridge. He finishes with 39-10. Spurs pop back up into the 8. Nice one. Kings, they lose to the Jazz. The Jazz get their win streak up to 9. Unreal. Jingler passes Randy Foy. Oh, geez. Not bloody bad, Jingler. How's this, Jingler? To win the fucking game, too. The Kings have come all the way back. Jingler gets the ball. He gets a steal. Meanders up the court. Gets the ball back. Sinks a three like a fucking ledge. Goes ahead of Randy Foy for the most three-pointers made in a year in franchise history for the Jazz. Rudy Gobert had a clutch-ass block as well. Hit the French stifle tower. Oh, I am Rudy Gobert. 22 points, 13 rebounds, 4 blocks. And Donovan fucking Mitchell. 28 points. Unreal. Kings scored 6 straight to get all the way back in this as well. And it was all thanks to buddy Steph Curry Hield. Looking good. A couple of games back-to-back. Yeah, 23-6-6. And as mentioned at the top, the Jazz crushing at the moment. They are 22-4 with Rudy Gobert in the lineup. Unbelievable. The Warriors, they get a get-right game against the Suns and crush it. 28 again for Quinn Cook. Out of nowhere. Little fella is smashing it. 25-11-8 for Draymond Green. Swaggy with 20. And the Suns, Josh Jackson, rookie season career high. 36 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists off the fucking bench. And then finally, the Pistons lose to the Blazers and Stan Van Gundy starts bitching and moaning, whatever. 18-22 for Andre Drummond. 15-6-7 for Blake. Dame Dolla had 24-8. Blazers crushed it. And that got them to 12 straight. And then they got to 13 straight on Sunday, because that's what we're up to. Sunday, there were 4 games. The Thunder beat the Raptors. Pretty good. What a fun-ass game this was. Rusty had a massive one. We'll talk about that in a second. 25-8 for Steven Adams Brew. 22-5-3-3 for Paul George. And then the ending. The Raptors, everybody got tossed or fouled out. So Kyle Lowry gets fouled out. with a moving screen. Yeah, 22 and 10. 24 points for DeMar DeRozan, then got tossed at the end. Serge Ibaka got tossed. And then Dwayne Casey got tossed because of something a fan said. What the fuck? That's amazing. I love this so much. We'll talk about the refs in a second in this game a little bit later. But look, rest assured, it was just a fucking joke. Celtics, they lose to the Pelicans 108-89 in New Orleans. Important game for both, but you know what? Celtics just happy to not have more injuries at this point. They're locked into the two seed. Pelicans needed that one. Gets them 40 and 30 and sitting in sixth. Anthony Davis, fucking game though. 34 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, to steal and a block. Going up against Al Horford. Not great there, Al. 6 points, 3 and 11. Jesus. Jason Tatum, 23 points, 17 for Marcus. And Face Miritich for the Pelicans had 16 and 10 as well. Even Chick Diallo had 17 and 6. Not bloody bad, mate. Not bloody bad. Another good game. This was a great day. Sunday was wicked. Because you then had Rockets at Wolves, 129-120. Rockets win the fifth straight. CP flopped his way into a fight and got Gerald Green tossed. Amazing. This is why floppers are going to be fucking fine, mate. CP3's like, oh, he pushed me, bro. He pushed me. And everyone's like, oh, fucking fight because you pushed him. It's like, he didn't fucking push him. CP3's flopping into getting Gerald Green tossed. So he's come out today and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll pay. He's fine. But yeah, fuck off, you should, you prick. Anyway, bit of a push and shove match. Pretty funny. Big Cat had 20 points and 18 rebounds. Jeff Oteague over there, 23 points, 11 assists. Andrew Wiggins, after fucking bitching and moaning about being the third option in his team, had 21 points. And still took one more shot than Big Carl Anthony Towns. And only had 21 points. The worst part is he had 2 rebounds and 1 assist. I don't know, Andrew Wiggins. To be a first option, mate, you have to do a little bit more on the fucking basketball court than bitch and moan and only shoot. 2 rebounds and 1 assist, you fucking flog. Stop your moaning. Fucking start working. The best part about this with the Wolves, though, Derrick Rose, he woke up. 14 points on 6 of 11 shooting, and he had a nice dunk. Just made me feel good inside watching Derrick Rose dunk again. The Rockets, they shot 45% from 3. 16 of 35. Jesus. Smashing them at the half. The Wolves came all the way back, but I mean, they just couldn't get anywhere really within, you know, giving themselves a punching chance. Because Fast Jimmy Harden, he had 34 points, 12 assists. What a weekend for Fast Jimmy Harden. So he's hoping we get the Wolves and the Rockets, or the Pelicans and the Rockets in the playoffs. That'd be awesome. So the Rockets are now 37-2 with Clint Capela, James Harden, and Chris Paul in their lineup. 37-2, they're 9 away from being a tool song. Holy shit. Rockets now 56-14, need 3 more victories in their last 12 games to finish with the best regular season record in franchise history, going past the 93-94 Rockets that went 58-24 and won the title. And then the final game of the night, the Blazers beat the Clips. Great way to end the weekend. Blazers win streak goes to 13. Lou Will has 30 points. He killed it. DeAndre, he had 7 points, 16 rebounds. And Montrez, he had 24 and 7. For the Blazers, Dame had 23. CJ had 21, 5 and 3. Nurk, 17 and 11. But Harkless and Aminu really helped them get through. Harkless had 21 and 5. Aminu, 16, 8 and 6. Blazers, 13 straight. Unreal. That was the weekend. How's that? Let's get to the NBA Strayer approved performance of the weekend.
That's a noise. That's a noise.
Rusty Westbrook, back-to-back triple-doubles. 101 for the career and then 102. That's up to 22 for this season. Unbelievable. Thing is, he probably played his best game of the year against the Raptors, and he had 37 points, 13 rebounds and 14 assists over the Raps. Unbelievable. He just looked great. He was in control. I loved it. Good job, Rusty. Great weekend, mate. All right, who is old mates?
Old mate, no
mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no
mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Old mate, no mates.
Nuggets, mate, you're trying to make the playoffs. You can't lose to the fucking Grizzlies, you idiots. Also, old mate, no mates. How's Steph Curry the nerd? The fucking Warriors are losing to the fucking Kings. And Buddy Hield steps out of bounds in front of the Golden State bench. And Steph the nerd and all his mates are like, oh, he stepped out, Mr. Ref. He stepped out. He's such a fucking dobber. And then when Buddy faced up, Steph's like, ooh, don't hit me. Like a bish. Fuck you, Steph. Anyway, the Warriors, though, you're old mates. No mates. All right, Tankapalooza. How are we doing? 2018, the update. Oh, there's a change at the top. The Phoenix are now in pole position, 19-52. Memphis are in second at 19-50. Need to get those losses. Phoenix got to win something by mistake like Memphis did. Atlanta, they're at 20-49. Orlando at 21-49 as well. They're in fourth. Tied for fifth, Brooklyn and Dallas at 22-48. Remember, the Brooklyn pick goes to the Cavs. Sacramento at 23-48. They're in seventh. Chicago, 24-45. Now ahead of the Knicks, who stupidly won on the weekend and are at 25-45 in ninth. Love it. There you go. Tankapalooza 2018. Love it. All right, let's get to Better Than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. He's coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. This is your daily look into his Better Than Lonzo Ball last, well, over the weekend. Hashtag Better Than Lonzo Ball is Big Ben Simmons, your rookie of the year. Come on, mate. Absolutely crushed it against the Nets on Friday. 21 points, 8 rebounds, 12 assists, 3 steals on 10 of 17 shooting. Almost had his third straight triple-double. Unbelievable, Big Simo. There's a couple of really good rookie performances as well. As mentioned, Dennis Smith Jr. is crushing it. Dylan Brooks, 24 points, 5 rebounds. Very good stuff. I'm loving this rookie class, man. Even Frankie Smokes had a career-high 15. That's great. Lonzo, on the flip side. In his game on the weekend, he had 9 points, went 4 of 15. Jesus, Lonzo, come on, mate. 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals, a block, and 3 turnovers. It's not great. Not great, not great. Sorry, Lonzo, but, you know, Big Ben Simmons, smashing it, mate, smashing it. All right, what about Dickhead of the Weekend?
Dickhead of the Week!
All right, this was going to be Joel Embiid's neck throw of Spencer Dinwiddie. Not great. Sort of grabbed him around the neck and sort of tried to throw him to the floor. It's like, all right, Joel, settle down, mate. But then Mark Davis, the referee, fucking went spare, mate. Tossed Toronto coach Dwayne Casey for something a fucking fan yelled. What the fuck is this clown car of NBA officiating at the moment? So he tossed DeMar, Serge Ibaka, fouled out Lowry, and tossed Dwayne Casey. This is fucking crazy. Dickhead of the Weekend, Mark Davis. It's fucking you, mate. All right, we'll talk about the refs a little bit later. All right, we'll be back with the NRs right after this one.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stree, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we're back. It's NBA Stree. It's yeah, nah. We take three NBA Stree lines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. All right, number one, Ty Lue has taken a leave of absence from the Cavs to deal with a medical issue. Is this going to impact the Cavs? Do the Cavs need Ty Lue? Yeah, nah. Nah, I don't want to say it. You know, I hope he gets healthy. Look, you know, anytime you've got a medical thing, that's fucked up. But come on, how much of a difference do you really reckon there'd be in the Cavs record if they had LeBron coaching this year? You reckon they'd still be the 3 seed? Yeah, nah, yeah. I reckon. Number two, will the Nugs and Clips miss the playoffs? Yeah, nah. Yeah, it's looking a bit like it. There's now a 1.5 game gap between the Wolves in 8th and the Nugs in 9th. And the Clips are 2 games back in 10th. The 3 losses of the Clips are starting to mount pretty hard. And the Nugs, man, losing the fucking Grizz. That is just unforgivable. Number 3. Hey, Ray Allen's releasing a book that apparently talks all kind of shit. Now, are you with Rondo in saying the dude is just looking for attention? Yeah, nah, yes. Oh, fuck oath, Ray Allen. Look, I'm pretty interested to hear Ray's side of the story because all we ever get is KG, Pierce, Rondo, Doc all the time because they're like basically either still playing, coaching, or in the media like all the fucking time. So now Ray can actually lay it out. But at the same time, it sounds like he's kind of just talking some weird shit. Like Ray talks about how Rondo nearly got traded for CP3 back in 2011, but not Doc nixed it because he didn't want to do that to Monty Williams. Yeah, nah, I don't think Danny Ainge gives a flying fuck about how Monty Williams feels about Rondo. He'd just be like, give me Chris Paul, fuckhead. What the fuck are you talking about, Ray? Anyway, how's Rondo, though? I love this. He's like, I actually need some sales from this book. The only publicity he's been getting is from my name. I need some percentage or something. His people contact, my people or something. Come on, man. The only pub I've been hearing about is when he mentions my name. I don't know, Ray. I just kind of wish you'd stop being a fucking weirdo and just go hang out with those guys and just be like, chill. Just like come out and say your shit properly. Grow some fucking stones. not write some shit in a book. And like, you know, when we're hanging out on like Area 21 or doing the Paul Pierce retirement fucking ceremony, why are you golfing with George Lopez, you fucking idiot? Anyway, I'm gonna read the shit out of this book. Sounds fucking bananas. Good on you, Ray. Also, Seattle Supersonic legend, so I fucking in my heart, bro. And then the final bonus one. Hey, do you reckon that Aussie-US game will be fucking good? Yeah, nah, yeah, of fucking course. Even if they send over like third or fourth tier dudes, it's going to be an awesome showcase. I fucking love it. All the Aussies are going to be there. It's going to be great. NBA Australia, I might have to fly home for that. It'd be fucking awesome. Love it. Should tag on. Maybe I should go to the World Cup. That'd be fun. All right, let's get to the unpopular opinion of the day. What do you reckon? All right, so Alvin Gentry, Stan Van Gundy, and Dwayne Casey think the refs are fucked. I mean, I agree, but I also don't agree because I've been watching way too much college basketball over the weekend and realized how much worse it could be. And look, Alvin Gentry and Stan Van both got fined $15,000 for talking shit. I love Stan. A big part of the Blazers' defense, they play very hard. I don't mean to take anything away from them, but when you get away with playing like that and get screwed that badly by the officials, your defense is going to be pretty good. On your stand, the best part is Terry Stotts comes out and is like, shit, man, this is great. It's the first time in my entire tenure as a coach that my team has been complained about as being too handsy on defense. Anyway, the refs, man, they're still shit, but they could be way more shit. But at the same time, that Mark Davis thing is fucking stupid. So, I don't know. I kind of agree, but at the same time, college basketball, Jesus Christ, it's fucking tough to sit through. All right, speaking of which, it's Outback Takehouse time. Do you want some more shrimp on your takes? Because welcome to Outback Takehouse. All right, this is the take for Outback Takehouse today. When a ref fucks up that egregiously as Mark Davis did, they should get fucking fined like the coaches. I don't even think this is too fucking crazy. Why the fuck wouldn't they be fined? When you fucked up that badly, you deserve to be criticized. So like if the coaches get fined for criticizing you, when you are shit, they can't get fined because you're obviously shit and you've admitted to like the league 2 minute report will be he fucked up. So why aren't the officials getting fucking fined? Maybe that'll make him a little bit better. Jesus Christ, kills me. Anyway, ref stuff, not fun to talk about. Kind of fun to complain about. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia plotch. The NBA Australia plotch? The NBA Australia player watch. Right after these words.
This is Andrew Bogut, and you are listening to NBA Australia.
All right, it's NBA Australia, Australian player watch. Ben Simmons, big win over the Nets. As mentioned at the top of the show, 21-8 and 12. Three steals. Absolutely crushing it. Eight triple-doubles for the year. Almost had three straight. Patty Mills, not bloody bad. 12 points, 5 of 9 field goals, 2 of 6 from 3, 5 assists, 3 rebounds in the Spurs' much needed win over the Wolves. Good job, Patty. Good stuff, mate. 13 of 44 over his last 8 games from 3, though. Jingling Joe Ingles, win over the Kings. He had 14 points, 4 of 11 field goals, 3 of 8 from 3, including the clincher, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds. Unbloody believable, mate. How good is that? Absolutely fucking crushing it. Good job, Jingler. And so, look, that Kings game was actually a pretty tight one. And the Jingler's like, clincher? Very much needed. Good job, Jingler. Still the best three-point shooter in the league at 45%. Absolutely crushing it. Love it. And you know what? Dante Exum, he was in that Kings game as well. How good is it to talk about Dante? He had 13 minutes. He had 2 points. 1 of 4 from the field. 0 of 1 from 3. Had 2 assists, 1 rebound, and 1 steal as well to go 2 turnovers. Just love seeing him out there and getting some run. Deli posting videos about his rehab. It's pretty good. Had a Thon song though. Thon McCur finally got out of the doghouse. Played 12 minutes in the Bucks win over Atlanta on Saturday. He had 8 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 3 of 4 from the field. That's the first time in 7 games he'd actually made a fucking shot. Unbelievable. The worst part was he had 4 fouls in 12 minutes. How's that anti-Australian bias from those shithouse refs? Anyway, Aaron Baines, win over the Magic. He had 23 points, 4 rebounds. 23 minutes rather, 4 points. Fucking hell. 7 rebounds, 3 assists and a block. And the best part, the Baines 3-point watch. He missed another one. He's 0 of 10 from 3 for the year. Come on, Bainesy. Let's hit one. I reckon we'll have to do something special when he does hit one. So let me know what you reckon we should do for dumb shit if he nails one. And in the loss to New Orleans, he played 14 minutes, went 0 of 2 from the field for 0 points, but did have 4 rebounds, 3 assists and a block. And again, anti-Australian refs, 4 fouls in 14 minutes. Fucking hell. How's Andrew Bogut? Yep, no team yet. Still sitting on the couch fucking around on Twitter. Mangok Mathiang still down in the Greensboro Swarm. Maybe they should call him up, the old Charlotte Hornets, just to give him a bit more run in the ones. Kyrie, still out for the Celtics. What are you going to do? All right, so this is where we're going to do. We'd usually do the Andrew Gaze Fundamentally Stound All-Star of the Week. But you know what? Let's debut the NBA Australia Championship Australian Bracket. This is a suggestion from one of our legendary listeners, Carson. And which Aussie legend, he asked, and their championship teammate would win a 2-on-2 tournament? How's that? What a question. I fucking love it. The point being, Carson's like, well, what do you reckon? Longley and MJ, Deli and LeBron, or Gaze and Duncan? I'm like, hey, hang on a second. I reckon we could, and he's like, also added Curry and Bogut. I'm like, I reckon we could also expand this into a 6-seed bracket and add Patty Mills and Tim Duncan and bangers in Tim Duncan in there as well. So, 6-team bracket in honor of March Madness. What do you reckon? So, number one seed, I've got Longley and MJ. Number two, I've got Deli and LeBron. Three, I've got Bogut and Steph. 4, Gaze and Duncan. 5, Patty Mills and Tim Duncan from 2014. Bangers and Tim Duncan from 2014 as well. Top two seeds get a bye. So we've got Bogut and Steph versus Bangers and Duncan, the 3 and 6. And then we've got 4 and 5. That's Gaze and Duncan versus Patty and Duncan. What do you reckon? Going to chuck this up on Facey. You finish it up tomorrow. But we'll get a bit of feedback and see who wins. Bogut and Steph versus Bangers and Duncan. And then Gaze and Duncan versus Patty and Duncan. And then we'll play out the final half of the bracket tomorrow on Wednesday. What do you reckon? How fun is this? I love this. Longley and MJ, Deli and LeBron, Bogut and Steph, Gaze and Duncan. So much fucking fun. It's like right up there too. I've got no idea who's going to win. I love it. All right, so keep an eye out on Facebook and Twitter for that. We'll talk about it tomorrow, see who wins, see what people reckon, and that'll be fun. All right, let's get to the game previews right after, let's say, this one. PDX Pete.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Australia. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yes. NBA Australia, we back. It's time for the Patty Mills Inspiration Board. What do you reckon? Hey, Patty, you got anything to say? Oh, I don't know, mate. I don't know. No, he doesn't. He hasn't updated it. Come on, Patty. What's going on? So let's get to our game previews. Game previews.
It's Monday night. There are 9 games. I wondered what would break first. Your Bucks or your Cavs?
The Greek Freak versus LeBron. Thanks, inadvertent Bane. Bucks at Cavs. This is a great one, isn't it? Greek Freak versus LeBron. The Cavs walking mash into those. So I reckon the Bucks win this just a little bit on the sly. They need to too. Lakers at Pacers. That's also a good one. Victor Oladipo versus Lonzo and Kuz and all those jokers. I think the Pacers will win this though at home. They need a settler pretty hard. So give me the Pacers. Hornets at Sixers. Oh, Embiid and Big Simo out there going to kick the crap out of fuck Dwight Howard and Kemba. Just watch Big Simo trash Kemba as a bit more revenge for that all-star snub. Sixers crush it. Grizz at Nets. Oh, shit. What a trash game. I have to go to this. It's going to be so fucking bad. Jesus, Grizzlies at Nets. Nets will win that, but I have to go just to see how bad it's going to be. Nugs at Heat. Man, the Nugs need to win this one, man, or it's almost all over Red Rover. Heat also trying to get to the number 7 seed to take on the Celtics rather than the Raps. So both in a must-win situation. I don't know, bro. In a must-win situation, the team at home should probably win. So I'm going to take the Miami Heat. Bulls at Knicks. Ah, Tankapalooza.
Tankapalooza, baby.
That's a great one. So much fun. So much history. The Knicks and Bulls. And these might be two of the worst iterations of those teams ever. Jesus. Who's going to lose this? They're like literally fighting for the 8th worst record. I think the Bulls will inadvertently win this because the Knicks, oh no, the Knicks will do it because they're not smart. Yeah, Knicks, not smart. They'll win this. Sorry, Knicks. Whoa, Warriors at Spurs. Ah, oh, shit, son. No one is healthy on either of these teams. Basically, Draymond Green versus LaMarcus Aldridge. Look, Warriors are locked into the two seed. Spurs still fighting for their life, so give me the Spurs in this. I think they'll win it. Pistons at Kings. Wow, not even the Pistons and Kings want to watch this game. We're sitting there drinking beers on the fucking side of the court. Just going, what? You want us to play? Get the fuck out of here. Pistons, they'll win. I mean, sure. Why the fuck not? All right, you know what? That's it. That's been NBA Australia for today. Sorry it was a bit long, but hey, we had a big weekend to cover. A lot of shit went down. I promise I'll make it a bit shorter tomorrow. What do you reckon? All right, we'll be back tomorrow for more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter and Facebook and probably Insta as well. So don't forget to vote in the NBA Australia Bracket Challenge. The NBA Australia Australian Championship Bracket. I love this. It's going to be fun. Should go up later today. Don't forget, make sure you're subscribed on iTunes and Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Chuck us a 5-star rating and review and tell a mate, would you? More people listening, the more fun it is. Thanks to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Go check out their new band, House Hats. Their new single, Stop, is a fucking rip snorter. Go request it on Triple J or Nova or wherever you want to hear it, but it's awesome. Stop by House Hats. So good. Extra special thanks to legends at Green Green Green, Iowa Fascinator, the Kits, and the Ramshackle Army for the tunes you heard throughout the episode. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. Check them out on Bandcamp and Facey. Give them a smash. And if you know any bands or you're in a band, hit us up. We'll play your music, no problems. Let's do it. All right, stick around for a very special episode of Deli Reviews, where he takes on, that's right, the Best Picture Oscar winner, The Shape of Water. Nice. Deli reviewing The Shape of Water is going to be how we end this. I love it. So much fun. Oh, geez, it's bananas, trust me. All right, we'll catch us tomorrow. This is NBA Australia saying, later, Horizon.
Oi, 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 how the fuck are yous? It's old mate Dally over here, just swinging by the NBA Australia office to do me weekly pop culture review, eh? And I gotta tell you, I've just been hanging out and rehabbing me busted ankle like 24-7, and it's fully boring as, mate. Like, Dally, jump this. Dally, do this specialised workout. Dally, stop smashing Corona tins and do your rehab. I'm like, fuck, this isn't fun at all, you dickheads. But anyway, what it does mean is that I've got plenty of time to watch, like, all the Oscar movies over the last month or so, and I realised I never told you what I thought about that fucking fish fucker movie, eh, that won Best Picture. Like, you know, The Shape of Water. Like, you know, the best movie of the year, according to those jokers at the Oscars, I just don't know, mate. Like, how did this bloody well win Best Movie? I mean, what the fuck? Like, we get it. She can talk. She can't fucking talk, so she fucks a fish. Like, to be honest, that's no different than the time we're on a footy trip up to Coomboona, me and, like, all my mates, and we're just, like, fishing and drinking and having a rip snorter of the time, smashing cans, talking shit, taking the piss. And then my best mate, Plugger, he's fucking blind, comes out of nowhere, he's all like, oh, look at this, boys. And Plugger had put his fucking dick in the mouth of a trout he caught earlier. We even filmed it, eh? So where's our fucking Oscar, you dickheads? Anyway, so, like, that Guillermo del Toro is a fucking great filmmaker, but it was all pretty sad and dreary and shit. And I'm like, this isn't fucking fun or nothing. Like, the fish man just looked like the fucking fish man from del Toro's other movie, fucking Hellboy. And then I look it up and they're played by the same fucking bloke. It's like, the fuck, you lazy prick. Why didn't fucking Hellboy win an Oscar then? That's fucking bullshit. Hellboy was sick ass. Anyway, much fucking better than this boring hunk of crap, I'll tell ya. Anyway, it's still pretty entertaining, I guess. And if you're all like, well, Mickey Shannon's going fucking spare, he's mental as, bro. I loved him in this. It was still fucking awesome. But I don't know. You fuck one fish and they call you a fish fucker. Make a film about it, but they give you a fucking Oscar. I just don't know, mate. Anyway, it still gets 8 out of 10 Deli Ones. I reckon Fast Furious 8 should have won the Oscar instead, eh? All right, you know what? That's it for this week. I'll talk to you next week. Later, cunts. Deli out.